This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Raise your hand if you've bought something on Etsy. At the very least, you've probably heard of the online marketplace for crafty makers and artists. Etsy might be getting ready for an initial public offering. In the meantime, its business model has spread beyond t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. As Grace Hood reports, one company is attracting big money to the online world of crafting education.
Crafters have traditionally turned to YouTube for free videos, like this one on how to make quilts on a regular-sized sewing machine.
And I call this the squish-squish-flatten method, which sounds, maybe, I don't know, really technical, but it's really not.
Lately, a growing number of crafters are willing to pay to learn new skills, and they're turning to companies like Creative Bug or the Denver-based company Craftsy.
I'm going to show you five different methods for handling a large quilt. In breaking it into different pieces or doing the whole thing.
Compared to the free YouTube video, this Craftsy tutorial looks pretty slick. Students pay $35 for 8 lessons. Craftsy founder and CEO John Levesay says this course has been a blockbuster.
It's a skill that scares people because they spend a lot of time making this beautiful quilt, and then when they go to sew it together, people are afraid they're going to wreck it.
Craftsy seeks out the best instructors across 16 categories like cooking and woodworking. What makes the classes, Levesay explains, are the social features Craftsy has built into the courses.
While we wanted to capture the anytime, anywhere nature of online learning, we also wanted people to be able to ask their instructor a question, ask fellow students questions, and to interact with others.
And it's paying off. In 2014, the company nearly doubled its revenue, bringing in $43 million. In November, the company raised more than $50 million in venture capital. IBIS World industry analyst Zeeshan Heder says the appeal for investors is the company's large potential customer base.
For example, you know, there are more than 21 million plus quilters that spend anywhere around $4 billion annually on quilting.
Right now, Craftsy has just 6 million registered users, and there's room for growth. Many millennials are interested in do-it-yourself fashion, which Craftsy's also tapped into. On the company's website, you can learn how to make your own jeans, skirts, shirts, even your very own undergarments. I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.